I was thinking this week about our conversation last week about God's ability to overwhelm our overwhelm. And I was watching Antiques Roadshow. And a gentleman brought in his pair of vases, and they were pretty. And I was actually looking at them thinking, how could I do that on a pot in glaze? And it turns out they were worth something like $60,000. And he had no idea. And he was completely shocked and overwhelmed with joy. And I thought, that emotion right there, forget the circumstance, that emotion is what people must have felt and what people still feel when they realize that Jesus has overwhelmed all their overwhelms. That when Jesus floods us with God's grace and forgiveness and love. That's what today's readings are about. They're a continuation, really, of this theme that we talked about last week of our overwhelms being overwhelmed by the grace and love of God. So, excuse me, think of the woman in this gospel story we just heard. She has suffered with these hemorrhages for years, 12 years, in fact. And she's probably gone to every doctor and healer she could think of. She probably feels weak and run down all the time. And she desperately decides to just get a touch, to, you know, slip into the crowd, get a touch of Jesus' garment, and slip away. That's her plan. And hope that maybe she'll be healed. So she touches his garment, and from there, things start happening that are much bigger than she had planned. Jesus notices. No sneaking in and grabbing a touch of his garment. Jesus notices that power has gone out from him. And he asks, "Who touched?" And his disciples are like, "Are you kidding? Look at the crowd." I mean, yeah. But he knows, and it's interesting that for all her commitment to just sort of sneaking in and sneaking out, she suddenly finds herself with the courage to say, "It was me." And throughout the story, at the beginning of the story, she's called a woman, a woman, a woman, a woman. Jesus says to her, "Daughter." So she goes from being an unnamed woman to having Jesus call her daughter. And she's healed. And he says, "Go in peace." She intended to slip in and slip out. He said, "Go in peace." He sends her forth with a commission to go in peace. "Your faith has made you well." A powerful statement. So she planned to come in, slip in, touch the hem of his garment, slip out, hope that healed her. And in classic God style, everything got much bigger than that. And she gets called daughter. She gets healed. She gets sent forth in peace. All of these things that are much bigger than what she had expected are what happened. Her overwhelm at her illness is overwhelmed by the person of Christ who brings all of these blessings to her, more than just healing. And that's really, really interesting to me. And especially because then we go right on back to the story of Jairus' daughter. And the, excuse me, the folks arrive from the house and they say, "Your little girl has died. Why trouble the teacher any further? She's dead. It's all pointless. That's the end of the story. Let it go. I'm home." And Jesus says, wait a minute. You could almost imagine him saying, "You know, I'm kind of in charge of stories around here. I'm kind of in charge of the human story around here." And he goes back in the house and he says, "This story is not done. This story isn't done. There is more. You think you're overwhelmed by grief. Wait till I overwhelm that grief with the love of God. This story's not done." And he's laughed at by the mourners, right? "What do you mean the story's not done? People die. That's it." No, there's more to it than that. "Little girl, arise." He overwhelms the grief and loss with the love of God. And it's interesting because obviously arise sort of foreshadows later in the story. So Jesus, in this encountering the person of Jesus, people find out that God in Christ overwhelms their overwhelm, presents them with more grace and more blessings than they even imagined, than they even saw it. You think you're going to slip in and slip out? Guess what? You're going to be called daughter. You're going to be told you're blessed. You're going to be sent out in peace. You're going to be told you have great faith. Everybody's going to see and know. There's no sneaking around. You think the story's done? The story is nowhere near done. In the person of Jesus, they're overwhelmed, yet overwhelmed. And it's that person part that intrigues me, because that's picked up in the psalm, right? The psalmist says, "God blesses me, and then it felt like God hid God's face from me." And that's when it all feels disastrous, right? When it feels like everything is threatening to overwhelm me with badness and failure and falling apart and decay and chaos, that feels like God has hid God's face. There's not that personal connection. And so we read that in the Hebrew Bible frequently. "Then God turned away. Then God hid God's face." It's a description of losing track of that personal connection. And when that sense of that personal connection is restored, things get better. And the overwhelm gets overwhelmed with love. That's what happens. Someone whom you might want to read someday is Bishop Callistus Ware. Bishop Ware is an Orthodox bishop, and he has written several books, and they are very compelling. He's a very compelling author and writer. And Bishop Ware has said, "Faith is not the supposition of something that might be true. Faith is not the supposition of something that might be true." That's the way a lot of people approach faith. "Well, I hope that good things are going to happen when I die. In the meantime, I'm going to whistle in the dark." Faith is not, says Bishop Ware, the supposition of something that is not true. It is the knowledge that someone is there. And I think that's quite on the mark. Our faith isn't some hope about something that maybe might be true later. Our faith is Jesus is there. Our faith is Jesus is right here. Our faith is that no matter what we face, Jesus is there, and it is his presence that can overwhelm all our overwhelms. It's personal. It's the person and presence of Christ in our lives. It's God's willingness to be here with us, not high up and far away. It's the realization that God never really does hide God's face from us. That's how God overwhelms our overwhelm. That's how it happens. Faith is not the supposition of something that might be true, but the awareness that someone is there.